when I left school, my father arranged for me to start an apprenticeship at British Aerospace. Unfortunately, there were no gaps for another 6 months, so I couldn't start it straight away. And as events turned out, I didn't go. But that's by the by. They were very good at taking on employees, children, and relatives. They liked this family approach. And they had a very good apprentice training scheme. You could go in as a craft apprenticeship, a trade apprenticeship, or a business apprenticeship. And they had their own college, of course, what's now the Filton Technical College, down at the end of Filton Avenue. That was the BAE Apprentices College. They had an intake of apprentices that was in the hundreds every year. Hundreds. The last I heard, they'd taken on something like 5 or 6. But in those days, we're talking about the late 50s, they would take on hundreds of people every year and put them into an apprenticeship system, which was college, on-the-job training. Over the years, they refined it. By the time I was running a type department, they had a system whereby if you came in as an apprentice working in an office, you were rotated around all the different disciplines in the company, different types of work, to see which one you really liked. And then your last year or so of your apprenticeship would be in that sort of work. So you could work in a project office, the cost accountant's office, you know, the financial accounts, quality, wherever you thought was your was your métier, they would see that you got there. And if you went, I mentioned I had a girl working for me, Sue Fox. She started as a craft apprentice. She did quite well at the exams, so they said to her, you really ought to take your national certificate. And she started that, did well. They said, you really should take your higher national certificate. And she did that, did well. They said, you really should take a degree. And they sent her to university. She took a degree in business management. And they would send, my mother had a neighbour whose son was sent to college to take a doctorate, all paid for with British Aerospace. The sad story is, once he qualified, he left straight away, which is not really, they spent all this money on it. But they would take your education as far as they possibly could. They were a very good company in that respect. They were a good company to work for.